Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In what is still part of what I would consider the Bible Belt, a student gets suspended for saying, "Bless you," in a public school setting. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation at Dyer County High School in Tennessee, where the student in question is a 17-year-old Kendra Turner, a senior at high school. She's not some younger elementary school kid that's doing this. She's a senior in high school, and she said, "Bless you," after a fellow classmate sneezed. And as a result of that, she got suspended. I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, and suspended, kicked out of class, sent to the principal's office for saying, "Bless you." The teacher reportedly said something to the effect of, we're not going to have any of that, quote, godly talk in this class. And, you know, Matt, that this is just the outgrowth of 30, 40, 50 years, decades of the ACLU, of atheist activists, anti-Christian activists, pushing this notion of so-called separation of church and state, something counter-constitutional, pushing this notion and really brainwashing educators, intimidating educators into buying into this draconian idea that any kind of religious expression or anything that might even be remotely construed as religious speech in the public school setting is verboten. It is simply not the case.
Now, the principal or the assistant principal, Lynn Garner, defends the action of the school. And Lynn Garner said that, in fact, the teachers are allowed to set rules for the classroom that work best for them. And this person, assistant principal Lynn Garner, thinks that that's fair. We really stress what we call responsible request. If a teacher asks his or her students to do something reasonable to avoid a distraction in the classroom, then we expect the students to follow the rules. If it's not a reasonable request, then we'll sit down and talk about it to get it right. Now, this apparently happened with regards to a teacher who's a teacher. She's a 40-year respected veteran of the school system and apparently had listed up on the blackboard things that the students should not say. And one of those was, "Bless you." So a student sneezes in class, and the 17-year-old senior, Kendra Turner, says, "Bless you." I mean, that's a natural response. And so now the school is justifying the suspension to say, well, she violated something specifically that the teacher said you can't do. You can't say, "Bless you," in class. And so when Kendra said, "Bless you," after someone sneezed, the teacher stood up and said, "Which of you made that comment, 'Bless you'?" And Kendra acknowledged, you know, that it was her. So Kendra gets suspended. I mean, this is a police state. The teacher may have had that word on the blackboard, "Bless you," but that is not necessarily saying that it was legal to do that.
Well, that's right.
I mean, and the principal, assistant principal's saying, we'll stand behind a teacher when they make reasonable rules. The fact is, that was an unreasonable rule.
Well, something that a agent of the state, a public official, a teacher in this case, does that is on its face a violation of the Constitution cannot possibly be reasonable. Objectively, it cannot be reasonable. It can't even be legal. It can't even be constitutional. So for this administrator to stretch and defend the actions of this teacher in engaging in unconstitutional activity because they subjectively think, and their opinion is, that it's reasonable is nonsensical. Guess what? in these kinds of circumstances, when it comes to religious expression and free speech, they don't get to determine what's reasonable. It's not a subjective analysis. The United States Constitution says that objectively, we have free speech, we have religious expression. This student stood up for her constitutional rights. Kudos to Kendra. I hope that other students will follow suit and make the same kind of stand against this kind of unconstitutional action.
Yeah, in fact, what happened was she received what's called ISS, in-school suspension. So when she raised her hand, acknowledged that it was her, the teacher then sent her to ISS. Now, she was allowed to go to her next class, but the teacher punished her, and in this case, punished her for saying, bless you. Now, the student, the 17-year-old Kendra Turner, she held a press conference at the Dyersburg First Assembly of God, and there she said that she wanted to move forward in a positive manner while putting God first. She said that, I want God to be able to be talked about in school. I want them to realize that God is in control and they're not, said Turner. I also don't want the teacher being bashed because that's kind of harmful and disrespectful. So she is giving respect to her authorities and her peers, but she ultimately says that this is something where she just simply wants to be able to have God acknowledge. I mean, she just wants to be able to say a simple word, bless you. She should be able to do it. This, I think, really illustrates how far the public schools have gone off course in some situations. Not all, but many of them have gone far beyond misinformation and education as an issue to absolute hostility. The teacher may want to set rules, but that's not a rule that's reasonable to set. It's not a rule that's constitutional to set either.
You know, I've often said, Matt, that leaders are made. Leaders are people who become leaders by leading, by stepping forward and just leading. And here, Kendra Turner, this 17-year-old, is showing the qualities of leadership. She's reasonable. She's not bashing the teacher. She's being respectful, but she's standing firm on the United States Constitution, on her civil rights, and against these kinds of violations of civil rights. So again, kudos to Kendra Turner. She's showing some real leadership qualities here. Just the kind of candidate I could see in law school at some point.
Well, this assistant principal Gardner says, I trust the teachers, and beyond a shadow of a doubt, all of our teachers have the students' best interest at heart. I wonder how much she would trust the teachers if the teacher got a complaint because they were talking about intelligent design. And some students said, oh, they actually talked about a possibility of intelligent design, or they criticized, or they brought in expert quotes, books, articles that criticized
evolution. The teacher, that is.
Yeah, the teacher. I wonder how much she would stand behind the teacher then. Probably not very much.
Yeah.
But she's saying that, well, this wasn't at all to do with religion. It's just that she wanted to prevent distractions in the class. Well, I don't know the history of this. I don't know if students were constantly saying, bless you. But the way to deal with that is to say, stop continuing to interrupt the class. Not the word bless you is permanently off limits. That makes no sense. And that does go into, I think, a religious discrimination. Certainly, if not, it goes into a free speech violation.
Well, Matt, there are differences. Sometimes these teachers like this are motivated by an animus or a hostility toward Christianity. Other times, they're just motivated by pure ignorance. How do we get the word out to educators, to school districts, to administrators that they can't do this sort of thing, that students have rights, constitutional rights. They don't leave them at the schoolhouse door. How do we educate people?
Well, we've got a little pocket-sized handbook. It's part of the series called The Patriot's Handbook of Religious Freedom in Public Schools. And it talks about students' rights in public schools, teachers' rights in public schools, religious liberty at Christmas and other seasonal occasions, and there's an essay by me, and this is a little booklet that we sent to all of the public school principals across the country, K through 12. Every public school principal in America got one of these, nearly 100,000. You can get one of these books or get several of these and send them to all your teachers in your community, in your school. You can call 800-671-1776. Or go to lc.org and ask for and order the Patriot's Handbook of Religious Freedom in Public Schools. That will go a long way to stop this nonsense. Again, the handbook is called The Patriot's Handbook of Religious Freedom in Public Schools. You can get one of these. It's a pocket-sized handbook, very easy to read and very easy to store and put on your desk. I would encourage you to send it to all your school board members, your principals, your superintendent, and then all your teachers in your school district, or the teachers particularly that deal with your son or daughter, grandson or granddaughter. We send it to all the principals. Those principals oftentimes change. There's assistant principals, like in this case with Tennessee, that is involved. So make sure they all get it. And that's a good way to get information out. You also have others with the Patriots Handbook series, one on political action for pastors and churches. You can also get the DVD, Silence is Not an Option. Give it to your pastor and encourage your pastor to speak up on biblical issues. We also have the one on the Second Amendment, one on Israel, and one on our documents, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and more. Go to lc.org or call us toll-free today.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.